It's Eric Hansen in Farmington, Illinois, once again with the purple and gold, who are the Farmington Farmers Boys basketball team, hometown heroes of the week. Let's hear it. Yeah! Let's meet the Farmington Farmers Boys basketball team.
David Peplin, sophomore guard.
Sophomore Jacob Johnson, guard.
Hayden Brott, senior guard.
Corbin Rutledge, freshman guard.
Brock Renner, sophomore forward.
Josh McMillan, sophomore forward.
Ty Anderson, sophomore guard.
Chris Haggard, freshman forward.
Riley Embry, freshman guard.
Sophomore Brain Smith, shooting guard.
Ethan Evans, freshman.
Sam Fletcher, sophomore guard.
Jeremy Schluter, freshman guard.
Dalton Powell, junior guard.
Blake Springer, junior guard.
Jaden Rutledge, junior guard.
Lucas Bress, senior guard.
Ben Martin, junior forward.
With Farmington Farmers boys basketball coach Jeff Otto. And Jeff, first of all, let's start off. How many years at Farmington?
This is year number six.
Yeah.
It's gone by fast, so yeah. It's been a great time for me. I've enjoyed it. I really love being here. I love the community, you know.
And you never get sick of that buzzer.
Never get sick of it. Apparently, they don't know that we're doing this. So,
yeah,
hey,
that's okay.
I live here in town, and I love the community, and they've been great to me. And obviously, with the support that we have, you know, anytime we come up for Hometown Heroes, they're very supportive with all of the programs, not just basketball, but all of the sports, girls basketball, volleyball, football, all that stuff. So I love that about this community.
Tell me about the squad this year. How proud of them are you?
We're going through some adversity right now. We've had Jared DePriest, our starting center, has gone down with a torn ACL, and we've had our starting point guard, Dalton Powell, who's been out with a sprained ankle, and he's just now coming back. So I've been proud of the way that we've handled and responded to the adversity. You know, we're sitting here at 16-6, and you know, we still got some goals that are achievable. Our goal is to get to the regional championship. We've been there now the last 4 years in a row, and we're still trying to break that door down. But I still feel like we've got enough talent to go out there and do it. We're still trying. You know, at this point of the year, you're not usually talking about chemistry because you have it by now, but. We're still trying to put some pieces in and figure out a little bit of our identity on the offensive end, but defensively I've been extremely proud of the way these guys have battled. I think this is probably one of the best half-court defensive teams that I've ever had, and it's a testament to how hard they work every day in practice on the defensive end of the floor.
Jeff, tell me about who molded you, a couple of guys or even girls that stick with you now as a coach that you never forget the things they taught you.
Well, the guy probably who has influenced me the most is Coach Wiersba, who was here, you know, legendary coach here in Farmington. And I feel like I've always felt like he's kind of like a father figure to me. I have a lot of respect for what he did. And I played in college and at McMurray College, and we learned Dick Bennett style defense. And at that time, it was not the pack line. It was get out in your face in the half court, really pressure. And so a lot of those principles are still with me. And then when I came here and was with Coach Wiersba, he had already installed his run and jump in the full court man-to-man, and just taking pride in the defensive end. So, you know, he has probably influenced me the most as far as my defensive philosophy. Offensively, there's just been a lot of guys. You know, I don't think of myself as a great offensive-minded coach. I pick up a lot of pieces here and there and try and fit with what the personnel is. I think the guy right now who's influenced the offensive end of the floor for us the most is Coach Lozier, our assistant coach, and he likes to run some spread out. It's not a motion, but it's a read and react offense, and he's done a great job of developing the younger players to run this system. So, you know, there's a lot of coaching philosophies that go into a coach's resume, and I feel like I've had a lot of great people in my life that have been able to been mentoring me as I have come along. And you know, I'm 45 years old, but I don't feel like I'm that old. It's hard to believe that I've been around that long and involved in with this game as much as I have. But I love it.
Tell me about, you got those killer Farmington Farmer football teams. I know the fans have been coming out for them the last 3 years and probably forever, but do they follow you guys too?
Absolutely. It's, you know, Coach Vallis and I are great friends, and we've talked about how important that relationship is and how important it is. Success breeds success, and we both feel like You know, we do everything in the summer together, weightlifting, and our workouts. We work in June basically for basketball, and then he gets everybody in July. Every single one of my kids, with the exception of one or two, plays football.
Yeah.
But there's those guys that aren't playing football. They're still friends with the guys that are playing basketball, so they come out. But there's a really good relationship there between the coaches and I think between the players as well. And the like I said, the community is very supportive.
Yeah. Well, tournaments aren't too far away. You getting excited?
This is my favorite time of the year. Yeah. You know, it's one of those where because of the expectations and I think when you're going through a tough season, you kind of know there's an end in sight. But when you have a good team, you don't know when that end is going to come. So it makes you. It adds a lot more pressure, but I like that. I like that aspect of it. And I think that there's always something to fight for. You know, sometimes you're not having a good season, everybody's just ready for it to be done. But when you're having a good season, like we have in the last couple of years, there's something to fight for. And so I think when you're going through the dog days of winter, it's kind of, you know, the weather has not been great. So you're looking for something to be motivating you when you get to practice. So the dog days of the winter right now, I think when these guys come in, they still know what we're fighting for.
Yeah. Well, we've got T-shirts and a plaque, and as we always tell you, we could be back with $1,000. We love coming to see the purple and gold, so good luck the rest of the way, Jeff.
Thank you. We love having you here, and hopefully we see you back. But, we were just talking that it's a couple years ago when we were fortunate enough to win it, that, it adds to the excitement, I think, for the kids and to the program overall. It just brings a little bit more exposure, and I know that the kids love seeing you guys here, and it means something to them, so we appreciate having you guys here.
Well, we're proud to do it, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet.